Matty Burke. G'day, Burkey.
G'day, boys. How you doing? I tell you what, I think I'd rather chat Masters, though. I think it's tired. How exciting is it?
So good, mate, isn't it? So good.
You just look at that joint and think, how good is that? I'd sleep on that grass.
You imagine getting a game there. Like Healy, Ian Healy went over many moons ago working on the Channel 9 coverage. And Kenny Sutcliffe, who I don't think has ever played golf. I know he has played golf. Gave up his spot so Heels could play. So Heels could play. And I said, how'd you go? He said, well, I had a shocker, but I've played Augusta.
Yeah, that's right.
Who cares? When's the last time you played Augusta?
How good's that? How good's that?
How do the members get around there? The pros can't get around there.
Well,
how do the members get around there?
I've heard they've denied presidents as well. I mean, that's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, maybe one day. Never, I suppose. Hey, Waratahs, they need to pull something out of the hat, mate. It's not going well for them.
No, it isn't going well for them. They played better in patches, you know, last week, but they got outplayed by a pretty red hot Crusaders team. It seems to me at the moment that you know, our guys in all the Aussie franchises are trying desperately hard to score tries and just get over the line, and I'm putting the emphasis on, you know, only just making it. But the tries that go the other way seem to be just done very easily. Missed tackles, you know, falling off tackles, getting bumped off tackles, and these guys just getting away with victories too easily. So, you know, Crusaders were good last week. Waratahs, you know, again, defence let them down. So they've got to be, they've got to be red hot tonight. They've got to go in there with the mindset of just wanting to bash these blokes. And really, that's all it comes down to, being as simple as possible. It's a physical game, and it's about winning the battle. And if you can do that, you can somehow, you know, get some points on the board. You might be in with a shot, but it's going to be incredibly tough over there at the Cake Tin.
Burkey, this is your sport's the only one that uses this word physicality, and we talk a lot about it. Robbie Dean sort of brought that word to the Wallabies in Super Rugby, but we talk about it, but I don't see it very often.
No, that's exactly right.
So why bother talking about it? You know,
I understand. It's a buzzword, if you call it that, but then, you know, it's so simple, though. You know, that the simple element of the game is in contact. If I get over the top of you, I win the game. And that's what hasn't been happening. And you see it. I mean, that's what happens in rugby league. They talk about, you know, that confrontation up front.
Yep.
And if you win the battle of the forwards, you just about win the game. And that's what it is for our blokes at the moment. And our blokes aren't there yet. They haven't got that physicality for the whole game. I mean, they can do it for bits and pieces of it, but bits and pieces won't win your games, unfortunately. No. So, yeah, going to be a tough one tomorrow night, or tonight, I should say.
Yeah, Hurricanes, they're $1.10. Waratahs, $7.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At least Bernard Foley's
there. Which
That's the good story, isn't it? You know, coming back after those concussion symptoms, and look, he'll guide the team around, and they'll be competitive tonight. But again, being competitive and winning just is not what the Australian teams need at the moment. They need to get that win over a Kiwi team, which I don't think we've had this year in any of the franchise.
We're 11-0.
11-0.
11-0.
Yeah, not a good stat.
No, not a good one.
All right, mate. The Brumbies $1.33. The Reds $3.35. It's got to go the way of the Brumbies.
I think so. Home team advantage on that one there. Brumbies are playing, you know, pretty well. Again, you know, we're looking at a Super Rugby conference that's below par at the moment when you look across the board, the other, I suppose, conferences. But I think they'll have too much firepower for the Force. I saw Nick Stiles dropped a couple of blokes last week, sort of, you know, definitely there about Nick Frisby, who you talked about the reserves that came on, had no impact last week. So there's issues up there as well internally. Again, it seems to continue this sort of battle. Scott Higginbotham's playing well, though, for Queensland, so he could inspire something, but I think the Brumbies will be too strong at home.
Yeah, well, the Brumbies have done the good job. They were the team that lost all the high-profile players over the off-season, and they've been our most outstanding franchise.
Yeah, well, you know, as you know, boys, you know, sometimes it's that champion team beats the team of champions, and if you can galvanise them, and Bernie's that kind of guy, as in Larkham, that is Stephen Larkham coach. He's that kind of guy that can bring people through. And Brumbies have always had a culture of being able to step up guys who aren't the top and play really well. And that's the culture that they've had there through, you know, that Grigg and Larkham, you know, Finnegan, Georgie Smith, all those days when they won, you know, so many titles.
And Berkey, the Western Force, we like them, $1.09, $7.25, Southern Kings. But what's interesting about the Force, they've released shares yesterday to purchase their franchise, despite everything going on.
It's an interesting call, isn't it, Slats? They should get the win. Let's hope they get the win there and do a good job and for their fans as well. But, yeah, you're right. Selling off shares for the club, and I suppose they're sort of maybe looking at it in a way that the Melbourne Rebels are, a somewhat privately owned franchise. So when it comes down to crunch time, they say, hey, you can't sell this club because it's publicly owned. So I don't know whether that's going to float the boat when it comes down to making the right decisions. I've always said Perth would be the team to go. I've since sort of, had that little reflection of going, oh, hang on, maybe not. Only for the fact that it's you lose the national footprint if you go from that side there. But look, I just don't know. These guys at board level have an incredible decision to make because, sadly, our team has to go, maybe even two, I suppose, down the track to make it competitive in Australia. But we're in this sort of holding pattern at the moment. No one knows what's going on, and it's surely got to play with the mindset of the players as well. It'd be a difficult time to play football at the moment.
No, if they're not careful, the AA, you'll end up running the West Tigers. Good on you, Berkey. See you, mate.
Thanks, boys.
There he goes. He's not tipping any upsets, so he normally can find one or two, Matt Burke, but he's just sticking with all the favourites over the weekend. We'll tweet those tips out.